We're hungry now. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Clarkson from the Rotary Club of Ingatestone, and he's coming to talk about the Summer Evening Jazz Open Air Concert at Ingatestone Hall, which is this Saturday, the 6th of July. It's in aid of the Not Forgotten Association and Nerve Tumours UK and other Rotary causes. So, very good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well.
Good.
I've been chatting away, burning your ears off again.
And I've been listening earlier on to you talking about about clothes and getting rid of them.
Yes.
And one of the things that we're going to be doing at the jazz concert is having a best dressed vintage costume. And so there'll be a prize for that.
Excellent. Do you know what the prize is yet?
Or
is
it still? I haven't made my mind up.
And it can be any era as well. So
yes, I think that the Jive Aces, who are going to be one of our main headline band, they do 50s and 60s quite a lot. They're quite keen on that. So I might get them to help with the charging as well.
Yes, they're very, very dapper. We know the Jive Aces here, and they've played live on the show a couple of times. And just tell us a little bit about Ingatestone Rotary.
I've joined Ingatestone Rotary actually when I retired, but I retired quite early. I was lucky I got out when I was 55. So if I tell you I've been in it for 20 years, you'll guess my age.
Looks 56 to me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I really joined because it's what they call a service club. That means that you do things for other people. And really what I wanted to do was to help other people put something back after you keep taking it all out. So I've been there for quite a long time. I've served as a president a couple of times. And we've raised huge amounts of money for a whole range of different charities, plus we also try and help local causes, good causes, and also overseas international things. So I suppose the most recent one we had was a golf day. The money for that went to Hope and Aid, which is a local charity, which they send, or they go in a convoy to sort of the Near East, I suppose you call it, different countries, and they help people there, which is a really good thing, and they all pay for their own petrol and everything themselves. Last year at Christmas, we held for the first time our Christmas market, which was in conjunction with the community club, and we were really raising money for the community club because that's a good thing to have in the village. We're delighted with that. And it went down very well, and it's going to be even better this coming Christmas, mainly because we've got a really good guy, Nigel Wagland, running it, and I'm meant to be doing something on the entertainment side. Oh, maybe you'd like to come and sing to us.
I can sing. I like singing. Will Father Christmas be there, obviously?
Father Christmas will be there. He was only there for a short time, but yes, this time he'll be there for a bit longer. And I've also got a face painter and a balloon. What do they call it? I can't think what she calls it now. She blows the balloons up. So she'll be there as well. And there will be a sleigh outside, hopefully, so that children can have their photos taken.
Good, because he does pop up in Essex at Christmas time, not so much during the summer, obviously, because he's busy, but at Christmas time we seem to get him quite a lot in Essex, which is always good.
Yes, let's hope it's not too snowy.
No, it probably won't be. We don't know what's happening with the weather at the moment. Right. Now, the two charities that there's a couple actually, but you've got Not Forgotten Association, Nerve Tumours UK and other Rotary causes.
Yep. The Not Forgotten Association is, in a way, a request from the Jive Aces. They do support quite a lot of different charities. But the Not Forgotten Association, a unique national. It's a tri-service charity. And tri-service means it's Army, Navy and Air Force. They provide quite a lot of things for troops, entertainment, recreation, for those who are wounded and serving, or injured or sick, and also for ex-service men and women with disabilities. So it's a great cause. And last year, we raised £12,000 for them at the jazz concert. And I hope that we can get even more this time. Nerve tumours is probably something people haven't heard of before. It really relates to those people who have neurofibromatosis, which is a bit of a mouthful, and that's why they call it Nerve Tumour UK. Mm. It's there's over 26,000 people in the UK who are born with one of the neurofibromatosis, generally called NF1 or NF2. What we're trying to do, because at the moment there isn't a cure for it, but they're trying to improve the knowledge about nerve tumours and advance the care for those who have it.